This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Given what you will understand is a proposal and an expansion of standing government in almost every area of our lives, is it fair for Americans who fear government to fear you?
No, but it is absolutely fair and necessary for Americans to vet both of our proposals, to ask the really hard questions about what is it we think we can accomplish, why do we believe that, and what would be the results for the average American family. In my case, whether it's health care or getting us to debt-free tuition or moving us toward paid family leave, I have been very specific about where I would raise the money, how much it would cost, and how I would move this agenda forward. I've tried to be as specific to answer questions so that my proposals can be vetted, because I feel like we have to level with people for the very reason, Gwen, that you are mentioning. There is a great deal of skepticism about the federal government. I'm aware of that. It comes from the right, from the left, from people on all sides of the political spectrum. So we have a special obligation to make clear what we stand for, which is why I think we should not make promises we can't keep, because that will further, I think, alienate Americans from understanding and believing we can together make some real changes in people's lives.
But I haven't heard either of you put a price tag on your... You say
I will put a price tag. My price tag is about $100 billion a year, and again, paid for. And what I have said is, I will not throw us further into debt. I believe I can get the money that I need by taxing the wealthy, by closing loopholes, the things that we are way overdue for doing. And I think once I'm in the White House, we will have enough political capital to be able to do that. Well, but I am conscious of the fact that we have to also be very clear, especially with young people, about what kind of government is going to do what for them and what it will cost.
Exactly. I think she brings up some good points, and this is the dangerous part, I think with Hillary that I have a hard time connecting, is her language with her policies and her action. If you want to know what somebody's going to do, look at what they've done. I mean, they all say the right words here. Let's talk about, family health care, extended leaves. All those things are populist messages. But again, the question is, how are you going to pay for it? Just because she says, I'm going to pay for it. So what's the difference between her and Donald Trump? We say, oh, it's going to be a beautiful thing. Well, we know it's going to be a beautiful thing if we can get there. But how are we going to do to it? How are we going to get there? Well, I'm going to just go and tax the wealthy. I mean, what is this the season? If you have any kind of wealth whatsoever, you just kind of just, you're just ducking the shrapnel, I guess, huh?
The Reagan thing said it very well. You can't see a skinny man standing next to a fat man without assuming the fat man did something to the skinny man to get that way. And you just... nobody ever brings up that our government already makes more money in taxes than any other country in the world. There's no other country in the world that makes as much as our government does off of taxes. And yet, they always need more. Why?
Well,
they
need more to manage the ineffectiveness and the waste that they produce. I miss Tom Corcoran. It's not Tom Corcoran. Senator, you know who I'm talking about here. My brain all of a sudden's gone blank, who did his annual waste book. And Coburn, Tom Coburn, who did his annual waste book. Because this is at the issue, at the base of what's going on. I mean, neither one of these candidates are talking about, hey, I'm going to go and clean government up. We're going to, go line by line and get rid of some of these people, that are just, sucking up air and not contributing to the wealth and the support of our government. I mean, they just have a job. They're just takers. They're not givers. They're not putting back in. There's no return on investment. What they're attacking here is the free enterprise system. And we're going to talk more about it with our next guest, former congressman from Colorado, Bob Beaupre, is going to be with us in just a moment. And we're going to talk more about this, ladies and gentlemen, as to really what government you really want. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, if we're going to get it back on track, there's some heavy lifting required. That means all hands on deck. And you've got to do your part, because at the very basis of our Constitution, yes, our Constitution still is alive. I would not say it is well, but it is alive. And it's going to be up to us to make it well again. It does need to go through a healing process, and I'm sure our next guest would agree. Bob Beaupre, the former congressman out of Colorado, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, a political analyst, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer, and all that good stuff. Bob, always good to have you with us. How you doing? Okay, I guess we're not connected here with Robert. Okay, Bob, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, here we are. All right. Hey, I just gave you this incredible, this incredible intro and cue, and our cords were not connected here. But
I was able to hear it, and I thank you for that, Bill. I'm doing fine. I hope you're well.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. I'm on the East Coast these days, and getting ready for a big conference in Nashville, so I'm gonna head out there and. Also going to check out, rumor is Elvis is still alive, so I got to go to, Graceland and check it out, you know. I was telling people a couple weeks ago when I went to Mississippi, somebody had claimed they saw him on a piece of toast. So, I will keep you informed. So, unbelievable. Hey, Bob, anyway, I wanted to talk to you. Last night, of course, we had a debate with Bernie and Hillary. A lot of rhetoric flying very heavily here. And I know some people say, I'm really not interested in hearing what Hillary and Bernie Sanders has to say, so I'm really not going to tune in. And I can appreciate part of that perspective, but it is dangerous because we need to understand, what 40%, roughly 40-45% of America is buying into these days.
Well, it is important. You're absolutely correct. And as painful as it is for me, I don't catch all of the Democratic rhetoric, the back and forth, as much as I do the Republicans, I'll admit. But I do pay close attention to it. I particularly watched in New Hampshire both Hillary and Bernie's speeches. And it fascinated me to hear them go down the list of all the things that are terribly wrong in America. And, of course, they're going to fix, raise the minimum wage nationally, gender equality, LGBT equality, equality of income, of course. We've got to fix the racial inequality in America that has bubbled up again, even on Barack Obama's watch, maybe especially on Barack Obama's watch, on and on and on. I thought, did they forget who was in charge the last 7 years that was supposed to fix all these things?
Exactly.
How come America is in such a terrible mess? And we want to elect them to move farther to the left than even Barack Obama, mm-hmm. to fix it. At least that's their argument. Yeah, we do need to know their argument. We also need to know, Bill, if I might, I think you framed it very good in your intro. You know, we as conservatives, we're in this always kind of crazy primary season. It gets very personal. gets very individualized, and we always talk about who can never support. But at some point, I think fairly soon, we need to come together and be willing to support a nominee who's not only good within kind of our political soul, our individual political soul, but can reach out to a broader population, win this thing, and then hopefully bring America together, because we do have big issues. You know it. I know it. I think your listeners know it. In America, that aren't going to be solved with a liberal progressive agenda, but a good, solid, forward-thinking conservative agenda that can get this great nation back on track again.
Yeah, Bob. I mean, to your point, the people are living our government. I mean, you know, they can say whatever they want to say, and I guess this is the disconnect that they're having, and much of our constituency here is having, and that is they're having a hard time connecting the words that are spoken by people they want to believe and trust, but there's no evidence there. Like you say, you know, what have they done in the last 7 years? And I always say, if you want to look at what somebody will do, look at what they've done. The pattern has been well established. You know, they say certain things, these grandiose promises, and they go into government, and it doesn't happen. And there's, I don't know that there's anything in the last 7.5 years that would give you any hope and a sense of confidence that what they're saying, you know, they can do.
I'm hard pressed to find it as well. Victor Davis Hanson had a very good column out yesterday. Folks can find it lots of places. I know Investor's Business Daily ran it, and he goes through that same exercise. You know, if Barack Obama thinks he fixed the economy, how come our labor force participation rate is so low? How come 90 million Americans either have given up or have not engaged in the workforce at all, that are working age Americans? How come it's worse even among younger people entering the workforce, among minorities who'd like to have a fair shot? How come it's gotten worse? How come the median income for family households has declined and continues to decline on Barack Obama's watch? How come our standing around the world has fallen, not risen? As he, you know, he said the problem was George W. Bush, that everybody hated us. Well, look around the world and tell me where we're safer, where we're better off than we were 7 years ago. Whether you like Bush or didn't like Bush, it's gotten worse.
Exactly.
This is a major problem, and I think the fate of America really is hanging in the balance, as is the fate of a good bit of the free world.
Well, it's amazing. You know, I was watching some people, you know, offering, you know, their perspective, and it was a black woman in New York, and they asked her. They said, "Well, you know, how are you doing? Are you better off?" She goes, "No, I'm not better off, but I'd vote for Obama if he was running again." So, you know, just that sentiment, and I don't think that's a unique perspective.
It's perplexing, isn't it? Yeah,
it really is. I mean, and here it is. You got Bernie Sanders, who's talking socialism. I mean, the Democrats can't even figure the difference between a Democrat and a socialist, but yet they've got, double-digit constituency that's following Sanders. This is like a train wreck getting ready to happen here.
Yeah, it really is. I listen to Bernie, and I'm confounded. I live in Boulder County, Colorado, about 10 miles outside the city of Boulder, and you all know what that means. There's a lot of very liberal, very progressive people around here, and I see these Bernie bumper stickers all over the place. He came to the campus of the University of Colorado in Boulder, drew a huge crowd, and people really buy all this stuff. That you can have free health care, you can have a free education through college, you can have free income and free housing and free and free and free and free, and the money's just going to somehow fall out of the sky, and it's all going to be good. You'd think they'd be good enough at studying history to understand it's never worked anywhere else on planet Earth. Why would it work here?
Exactly. Well, their target is the rich people. They're going to take all their money, and that's going to solve all their ills. Nothing about them correcting the size of government or the waste that Tom Coburn has spoken about for years. We're not even going to address that issue. We're just going to give more and more, because as Bernie says, in a democratic society, it is the moral responsibility of our government to make sure that all people have a decent standard of living. And we're going to talk about that when we come back with Bob Beaupre. Stay with us, America. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-813-8067. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-813-8067. That's 1-800-813-8067. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-813-8067.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
MartinezLive.com.
It really is about attitude, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as they say, it's what determines altitude. Good attitude. Get up there. Get higher. Why not make it the best day of your life? Why not? 19 before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with political analyst, former congressman and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party and dairy farmer Bob Beaupre continues. We were just talking off break that he's still running around the ranch there in his Peyton jersey, celebrating the big Super Bowl win here. Gosh, how much fun, you know, and a great game.
Yeah, it really was a great game, and you know, we out here we enjoyed it. Obviously, you know, look, it wasn't Peyton's best year by far. It wasn't really even a Peyton kind of a year, or a Peyton kind of a Super Bowl. But his very presence on the field, I think we saw that when he returned after being injured all those weeks late in the season. The team just takes it up a notch. That's evidence of real leadership, and they play harder, they play better together, they perform much better when Peyton's on the field. They did it again. I thought the amazing storyline of the certainly the Super Bowl victory, but the broader the playoffs was how well that defense did against three outstanding teams and particularly outstanding offenses.
Exactly.
Went into the Steelers game with the Steelers being the hottest team in football. We all know about the Patriots and how good Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are, and then Carolina being favored as well. In fact, I think the line on all three games had the Broncos behind. I think
each one exactly. Exactly.
And that right. Defense rose to the occasion and to the person. A real tribute to Peyton Manning and what they think of him. To the person, they all said, we wanted to win it for the team, we wanted to win it for us, but we especially wanted Peyton if this is his last season.
Well, what I appreciated in every aspect of the team, speaking of the team, is that they were in their right position, except for a couple of minor instances, because there was a player there particularly that I thought, we're talking almost Bengal-like, attitude, and they almost need to sit him out because he was starting to get, he was getting overly aggressive and trying to do more than what the team could accomplish together. But thank God he settled down and got himself out of trouble there. But there were a couple of repeated mistakes, and I thought, and this is the thing about team, is you got to know, you have to move together. And even Peyton didn't let his ego take over. He said, okay, hey, we're going to put this on the defense. We're going to run the ball. We're not going to take any huge chances here. This is the Super Bowl. And the defense could carry the day. And they did.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious strategy, wasn't it? That if we can get a first down, fine. If not, we'll punt it down to the other 20 and give it back to the defense.
Exactly. I know the fans. You could hear the fans rumbling and getting nervous there. But, hey, look at the coaches, Peyton, the team. It was all they had it all under control. But you can't help getting nervous with a guy like him that, this guy, he could break out at any second. But, it didn't happen, much to the credit of the team. But anyway, back to Bernie Sanders and that statement that I gave you right before the break, Bob. People need to understand where he's coming from here. And he says the government of a democratic society has a moral responsibility to play a vital role in making sure that all our people have a decent standard of living. Now, when I check the U.S. Constitution, that statement is not in there. So where am I missing something?
Well, obviously you need to fine-tune your reading and comprehension skills. When you look at the Constitution, Bernie has the ability to read anything into the Constitution, anything into our system of government that he wants to. Look, when you peel the skin off of not only that statement, but so much of what he and Hillary, for that matter, say, it isn't much different than the infamous "from each according to his ability to each according to his need." Mm-hmm. You know where that came from,
right?
That's exactly what they are preaching, and our founders, who in some circles have fallen out of favor these days too, not my circle. Our founders warned against a too powerful government. Wasn't it Jefferson who said something like, "A government powerful enough to give you everything you want is also powerful enough to take it away.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what we're facing. And maybe this doesn't get said enough these days either, but I'm going to say it. What we need to focus on is freedom, individual freedom and liberty,
yes,
and minimal government coercion. You want to get this nation going again. You want to reignite the lamp of liberty. Give people their freedom back. And both parties are guilty of populist rhetoric and certainly have been part of growing this government and taking away individual liberty and freedom. It's past time, but no time like the present, obviously, to get back to that fundamental truth. That's what made us the greatest nation on God's green earth, individual freedom and liberty, minimal government coercion. We'd better get back to that pretty quickly.
Bob, I agree 150% with you. I think the banner is about freedom. We have lost it. The sad thing about it is the populist mindset has gotten seared to such a degree that they don't even understand what freedom means. They really don't. I mean, you know, this slow creep that the government has been putting upon us, John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute reports every week the actions, the aggressive actions of our government. Look what happened up in the, up in Oregon with the land and
that's right,
you know, considering that the government has illegally held onto land for years. It should have been turned over to the state. You know, I made this comment.
You know it. Out here in the West, about half of the land in the Western United States is owned by the federal government.
Yes.
And you're right. It was never intended to stay that way long term, and yet the federal government's acquiring more, not less.
Exactly. Well, I made a mention, Bob. I made a mention in Nevada, for example. I think it's almost 80-85%.
Yes.
I mean, what is that? Does that make Harry Reid a duke?
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, Nevada, I think Wyoming and Utah have massive amounts of federal land, well beyond half. But in, you know, as big as the Western United States is, I think it's about half of all of that expansive piece of the United States of America is held by the federal government, not to mention what states have as well.
Exactly.
People, you know, if government doesn't tax us to death, they regulate us to death, and that's more onerous even than taxation. The cost of government regulation, federal government regulation, not state and local, exceeds the cost of taxation on business by a factor of about 8 or 10 to 1. We don't even think about that, but they're controlling everything we think, do, say, buy, sell. So being free, I mean, a lot of young people, I think as long as I've got my cell phone, I'm free. No, you're not. You're not free to do what you otherwise would do when government continues to get in your way and put shackles on your ankles.
And you wonder what's happening with the job market. You know, the job creators are so regulated and handcuffed.
That's it.
It's choking jobs, and they're not putting it together. Whether it's Black America, Hispanics. I mean, look at what's happening, and let's look at the real unemployment number, not this 4 or 5% government number that Chris Christie talks about. That we need a translator, you know, between the Beltway and the rest of America to understand what language they're speaking.
Now, real unemployment is still about 10%. If you adjust, as we should, for a normal labor force participation rate, number of people that are age eligible, that are able-bodied, that actually have a job or are looking for one, real unemployment is still at the double digits. And, you know, you can't have a growing, robust economy when you've got a whole lot of people that otherwise would be working but aren't.
Well, the word for the day, ladies and gentlemen, freedom. And I agree with Bob, and you got to think about it, and you got to put your freedom lenses on to see just how much our freedoms have been taken away and encroached upon, all under that idea that Bernie Sanders says that it is the moral responsibility of the society and the government to make a decent living, to take charge and be responsible for everybody having a decent standard of living. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, that says more than you really want to hear, but you got to hear it. Bob Beaupre on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed.
guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you will never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 19th. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
Ooh, there's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, well, thank you for joining us, America. Good to have you along with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me a line, love hearing from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. NSA approved. It comes to me direct. You know, there's been a lot of talk here, you know, about, you know, considering what Bernie Sanders, what Hillary Clinton are talking about. And I say, good. Good that you are beginning to hear what they are saying. And you have to consider and take it out to the next. I mean, and they will admit, they'll say, well, you know, people ask me about my plan and how I'm going to pay for it. Well, I'm going to pay for it. And, you know, how much it's going to cost, you know, and she throws out a figure, like she did last night, of $100 billion to affect this one aspect, of her government. You know, it's $100 billion a year, ladies and gentlemen. 10 years, that's $1 trillion. Last time I checked, we're 19 and counting, and probably before President Obama gets out of office, we'll be looking at $20 trillion in debt. Listen to what they're saying. Nobody is saying, look, we're going to come in and we're going to make government smaller. We're going to make it efficient. Is that what you want? I mean, our president is now paying on the backs of us and our children and our grandchildren a government to the tune of $4 trillion. Can we afford a $4 trillion government? To me, that's the big question, and that's been the question we've been bantering about for now 7+ years here, is that what size of government allows us still to be free? And appreciating that what is the number one job of our government, as Bob Bupre said, it's all about freedom. If you're not looking and putting on the lenses of freedom, And what that represents and what that means to all Americans in terms of leveling out the playing field, that does level out the playing field. That allows people of any race, color, and creed to come in and live their dream. To me, I think that's the biggest sin
of this country is that we've obliterated dreams in the name of a populist message, in the names of people who are not working, who can work, and we're going to take from people who are being productive and give it to them. That's not fair at any level, and you know that. And most people understand it, but it's not presented that way. We want to be deluded into thinking that there's some sort of virtuous way that is above that. But really what it comes down to in a free society is that you earn your way. Hard work produces good and better salaries. You know, we don't have to worry. I mean, to have this concept of $15 an hour, I don't want a $15 an hour job. I want a $100 an hour job. You know, to sit there and say, well, I got to have a $15 an hour. I mean, what that does is it starts to mediocritize the whole process. You know, this is what I realized a long time ago, and I know for some who are associated with unions, this doesn't bother you. It's okay. But it is part of the union. It is all part of the union mentality that says that everybody should be paid the same. Well, you know, if all things were equal and everybody did the same work, that's okay. But how does that make you feel in a union environment when you're busting your back and working hard and the guy next to you is making the same amount of money? Does that make you feel good? I'm sorry, I just have never thrived in that kind of environment. For me personally, I thrive in an environment that allows me to be free and allows me to be rewarded for my creative ideas and my extra effort. That's the kind of area that I thrive in, and in more effect, that's why I'm so concerned about what's happening with our country, is that greatness is being thwarted. It's like greatness has become a bad word. You know, that's why everybody gets a trophy. Everybody's great. Well, we know darn well everybody is not great. And, you know, some people have, you know, different talents. And I say the opportunity that you have is inventorying those talents to know where are they best fitted. You may hear me from time to time talk about a round peg in a round hole. And that is when it's most efficient. That's when you got that right fit and you found that right job for you. It's kind of like when we were talking with Maya, the gal that won the American race, the doctor of ice cream, Maya Warren. And here it is. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, as a little kid, she loved ice cream. And she became a doctor of ice cream, you know, and what a great story. You know, her and her friend went on, you know, ended up winning even the amazing race. But she realized herself that she needed to be in a role where her God-given gifts were being expressed, challenged, and developed. And I think that's key. But, you know, our government says, according to Bernie Sanders, that they're the ones that want to control that. They want to take the responsibility. And this is the problem with our government. Them taking responsibility gives you a bloating government, an inefficient government, which Tom Coburn, at his last calculation, said there's at least $400 billion in duplicative waste in our government. Now, is your brain wrapped around that $400 billion? You know, that's our money. That's money that could pay for college tuition. That's money that could handle military issues, job one of what our government should be, and that is to provide for the common defense, not provide for a decent standard of living. Okay, that's not what the government is all about, because who determines what a decent standard of living is all about? And then you get into that mindset, which Pat Riley talks about in his book that he wrote about the Lakers Showtime. He talked about the disease of more. It's never enough. It's never enough. And I think John Stossel, it's probably been two and a half years, maybe 3 years ago, did an excellent contrast of two Indian reservations. One received, I think it was like $80 billion from the government. It was an astronomical number. This Indian reservation was given $80 billion. Another Indian reservation, again, offered the same amount of money, $80 billion. Of course, some of the constituencies said, "What? Take the money. What are you doing?" They said, "No, we're going to self-rule. We're going to turn the money down." And to their credit, you go and you look at that reservation, the pride of home ownership, unemployment. I think unemployment at that time was like 6%. It was incredible. I mean, you would want to live on that reservation, I would think. By contrast, the reservation that was given $80 billion, you go there and it's like a ghetto. It is a mess. It's so inefficient. And you talk to the people there, and they say, well, you just didn't give us enough money. You need to give us more money. See, that's the problem. Once you start, you know, feeding people and taking care of them to this degree, then they look to you. And this is why our Constitution enumerates our rights so clearly and say they are God-given. They're not given by the government. You know, as Bob Beaupre referenced and has been discussed before, is that Thomas Jefferson said a government, if you look to a government that gives, a government who has the authority to give also has the authority to take away, right? And Scott, do you want to chime in on this? I'm sensing you want to.
I was just going to say, it's the old teach a man to fish, and right. He eats for a lifetime. Give a man a fish, he eats for a night. I mean, if somebody's just giving you something, you don't care about it. You just expect it. And that's
right.
then it's expected all the time. But if you're forced to actually earn something, you know, you talked about the $15 an hour wage. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when I started working, as soon as I got to that $15 an hour wage mark, I was like, okay, we're starting to get somewhere. This is good. You know, and now I don't want to take anything, you know, I don't want to do anything less than $15 an hour, you know.
Right.
So, but at the same time, I've put in time at working at, you know, smaller jobs to eventually build up the necessary experience and gain knowledge in order to get up to where you can
you're gonna increase your value for a company, and a company is going to invest. $15 is irrelevant at that point. And when you look at that $15, it wouldn't be so bad if it was just the $15. It's all the regulation that goes around that $15. You know, so in all fairness, you know, for small businesses, in order to operate, and, you know, which represents the backbone of our economy and the future of job growth in America. And we have a government that just says, hey, look, we're going to find a way to penalize you, and we're going to, I mean, this is really a modern-day Robin Hood mentality, really, and that is they're going to take away from the rich and give to the poor, and rich is anybody that has, you know, a couple of dollars more, and it's just that simple even, a couple of dollars more than the other guy. It's not like they're wealthy, I mean, incredibly wealthy, although there are some, but by and large, it hurts those people that just, you know, have worked hard and have a couple dollars more than the other guy. It's 19 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lives. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 19th. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Be a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth sings as if for my glory. Out of all the voices calling after me, I will choose to listen and believe.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, you know, in this information age in which we live in and this political environment, a lot of information is flying out there. But, you know, what are you going to base your life on? Is it going to be the voice of truth, or is it going to be all the haranguing that's going all over the place? And dare I say, too many of us have been influenced by the rhetoric that's flying around. It's almost like we want to take one big, humongous, collective political bath from it all so that we can really understand reality and what we are holding on to if we're going to get our government back on track. And here to support the cause, it's always great to have her with us, is Lauren Kitchens Stewart. Life with Lauren. Lauren, of course, a national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, and a dear friend of mine. So happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, you and Robin did something. Well, I'm, you know, I've got something special planned. But you guys, you guys believe in Valentine's and celebrating it all month long. You know, Robin's my kind of guy. I mean, he's got it down. He knows how to make it work. You know, because well, you know the one thing about it. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but this is from a guy's perspective. You know, when you extend it outside of a day and you do it over a month, well, then you know you can kind of have a bad day and good day, but they all kind of, you know, the cumulative impact of doing it over, you know, several days, that's a good thing. I think Robin started something here.
That is a good thing. And I'm trying to learn not to take it for granted. He's a very complimentary person, and my love language is words of affirmation. Uh-huh. And if you guys don't know the five love languages, it really is kind of cool to go, oh, what really makes me float? What makes my heart, you know, flutter? Mm. And so he's very, very complimentary, and I just appreciate that so much about him because it helps me to thrive. And I have to tell y'all, for Valentine's, we're going to be with our kids and stuff because it's going to be Sunday. I've got a speaking event, so we don't really get to do just us stuff. So he goes, honey, what do you want to do for Valentine's? And I said, you're not going to believe this. Barry Manilow is going to be in Memphis, and I want to go see him. And he's like, what? I'm like, come on, Barry Manilow. He goes, all right, honey, for you, anything. Got Barry Manilow tickets. He texts me the day of, which the concert was Wednesday, and he said, I'm actually really excited about this.
Really?
It was such a great concert. I thought I had seen him before in concert, but when I was there, I was like, I don't think I did. I think I just thought I did. I probably saw him on television. Such a great performer. Funny, entertaining. The only thing is I wish he would have done a segment on his jingle.
Yes,
all
exactly.
The jingles he was famous for. But what was so amazing is, so Robin and I were both just could not even believe how fantastic he was. And everybody in the place was a baby boomer or on the fringe of a baby boomer. You didn't see anybody there under 40. And we were all just crazy, you know, waving our hands in the air with our glow sticks. Y'all should have been there. It was great. And we found out the next morning that he actually had to be rushed to Los Angeles after
exactly.
that concert because he'd had oral surgery. Never would have known the man was ailing at all and had to cancel his, or not cancel, postpone his concerts in Kentucky and Nashville. So we were like, wow, so glad we got to go. But man, if y'all ever get to go to see him, go. He's phenomenal.
Well, I was sharing with you before that I had a chance to see him when he was the music director for Bette Midler in Los Angeles at the Universal
that
Amphitheater.
Amazing.
And
oh.
It was so precious. I mean, because all of a sudden, I mean, we got to imagine, I mean, Bette Midler comes on and she is just, she's a tsunami. I mean, she just takes
yes.
over everything.
Great
and
work.
Then she takes, I love her. She is so gifted and talented, and she just commanded the audience. Unbelievable. So you go, oh, who's going to follow that? Because she decides to take a break for about 20 minutes, and here's Manilow. Manilow comes up, and this is just right about the time that Mandy starts to break. And he goes through all the deal, and of course, I was treated that night to all his jingles, because that was part of his early background, was that he was you know, produced and wrote and scored jingles and you know, was very successful at it. But
I am stuck on Band-Aid branches, Band-Aid stuck on me. That's one of the best.
Yes.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's another one. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yes. But what a talent. And you know, and I mentioned to you that I had several times my wife and I saw him on New Year's Eve, and also at Universal, and this was in the new amphitheater there. For some reason, it seems to work there for him. But it was just great. His following and his genuineness. I mean, he's just a nice man. He is really a nice man. I had a chance to meet him. I'd also mentioned to you, he was just standing back in the back part of the theater of the Billy Crystal play. In Los Angeles, and I went up and introduced myself. And, you know, every time for many years, you know, you play their records, and I just think that we should have a chance and shot at some of the royalties, don't you? I mean, you know, like
yes.
5, 10%.
You're,
I mean, for all the time.
You're probably so nervous. You're like, oh, Mr. Manilow, so nice to meet you. And you're shaking his hand and you're quivering. But he's humble.
That's what I really love
so much about him. I haven't gotten to meet him, but just his persona from the stage, I kept telling Robin, man, he's just so down to earth. And that doesn't surprise me that you would approach him and he would be kind and appreciative.
Yeah, and approachable, I should say. He was approachable. Because there's some artists that are not, but that's okay. I mean, you know, it's tough. I mean, they you would think, as much as he pours himself on the stage, I mean, he is just, I mean, it's like he's plugged into something, Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, he's just nonstop. But anyway, well, I'm glad you guys had a great time.
I still want some flowers, though.
Well, I'm sure Robin knows how to come through.
Mm-hmm. Just because he took me to Barry Manilow doesn't mean he's off of the hook to get me flowers. I'm a big flower person. I could get fresh flowers every single day and be happy as a clam.
Now, how is that part of your love language, flowers? Is that affirmation?
But because my second love language is gifts.
Oh, okay. All right.
isn't that all women, there's
not enough gifts, I think.
I don't know. I know I'm that way. A lot of my friends are that way. But some might like time well spent, like spending time with them is their way of feeling loved, or maybe services rendered. Some women might say, hey, when you wash my car, when you vacuum for me, that's what does it for me.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the thing is about it is, guys, we're great gift givers. We really are, you know, and it all ties in with what the Word of God says, better to give than to receive. And we really love to give to the people that we love, and especially, you know, when they affirm us by, you know, with a smile on their face, like, wow, this is so cool. I'm so glad. And, you know, and whether it's flowers or whatever, because, you know, it's just you can't just go out and get just another dozen roses. It has to be something rather unique, like sterling roses or some special arrangement or something that demonstrates that we did something more than just find the guy on the corner and give him $5 and bring a bouquet of roses and say, happy Valentine's, honey, right?
But you're saying every single guy is good about that? I don't think that is the case. And I wanted to tell the women family listening out there that it's better, I think, to drop hints and let your husband, your boyfriend, your significant other know what you like rather than giving something really weird like a toaster or a blender and being upset about it. I think it's better just to say, you know, I would love, like a couple of weeks before, I would love to have some Gerber daisies for Valentine's or some roses or chocolate. Kind of put it out there versus having this expectation and then getting a knockdown drag out because you get a kitchen appliance.
Well, I had a friend at a radio station, which she would do 2 weeks before her birthday. She would send out her list to everybody. It wasn't just,
wow.
It was to everybody. I mean, hey, God says we don't have because we don't ask. And she was just that way. But
she
you're exactly. It. Hey, why not? I mean, but you're exactly right. Why not say what you want? Because I'll tell you, it torments guys. I will tell you this. I'll be honest with you. It really torments us to try to figure out, okay, what is the right gift? What is it that she wants? And because, you know, some women say, well, you know, if he really loves me, he'll know. He doesn't need to ask me. Well,
that is not true.
Right? Thank you.
That is not absolutely true. Well, I remember as a little girl seeing my parents getting some knockdown dragouts, and they're awesome people because of this very thing.
Really?
So my mother started saying, Bill, do not give me, you know, kitchen appliances, things for the house. I will tell you what I want. And she would go pick things out, like several things. And she would say, all of these things I would love to have, and you can get me one of these things. Because my dad kind of wasn't good at that. He has a really big heart, but he thinks practically. Hey, what do we need? Well, women don't want stuff you need. You want stuff that you want that you probably don't need.
Exactly.
We're enigmas. Y'all know that.
Yes, we. Wonderful. You know, just blessing enigmas you are. That's the deal. And that, hey, I think that's a T-shirt for us, you know, and we'll send that to all our family members. We'll just say, I am an enigma.
And
well-loved.
I can't help it.
Yeah, and well-loved. Exactly. Why not? Hey, well, you know, you bring up something I think that has some validity here. Maybe we might start a trend here. Why don't we register our, you know, we do that for weddings, right? We register our weddings. Why don't we register our normal day-to-day lives? And a woman could have her registry, a man could have his registry, and, you know, the guys can go to all the women's places, and the women can go to Home Depot or wherever it is that her husband's registered, and, you know, it kind of helps you out. What do you think?
Bill, I don't think you can register at Home Depot. I think only Bed Bath & Beyond and Macy's.
You can't. Well, we're starting something new here, Lauren. This is about you and I. See, we're just idea people. We're just throwing out there. Who knows? All of a sudden, you're going to watch. You're going to watch. Home Depot is going to end up doing a registry and go, Bill and I, we were just talking about that, and I told him that was such a bad idea.
Maybe we could go store to store and see if they would buy it and make a little kickback from it. Hey.
Hey.
Start a business.
Hey, yes, we're hardworking folk. We need the money. We got more Barry Manilow concerts in our future to do. Well, happy Valentine's Day. Say goodnight, Ricky.
Good night, Ricky. Love all you guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.